This is the Sunday morning, actually afternoon, open session of the Pacifica National Board on April 25th. I'll ask our Vice Chair, Joe Wenzella, to call the roll.
Shahram Agamir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Gonzalez here. Sean Casey O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Back on.
Jennifer Jager.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Alonzo Brown. Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Kimberly Orendorf.
Present.
Marcel Reed. Jim Bennett. Efir Nwangaza. I believe you have quorum.
Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I believe we have some excused absences among those, Rico and Andrea. I don't know about any others, but I think they should.
Well, they were excused at the beginning of the meeting. I don't think we need to do it again.
Rico was not. He was present for the first two and is working today.
I don't.
Well, that makes him present for the meeting.
I think it makes him present for the meeting. I don't think we need to.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, certainly we remarked him present, and no one will ever challenge it, so I think that's fine. But thanks for taking care of it. We're going to move into open comments in just a moment, not quite yet. And my apologies for being a half hour late with that. I appreciate your commitment to hanging in there and to wanting to participate and let us know what you think. We have an agenda. We're supposed to end at 1. There'll be nothing left other than listener comments if we do that. There were some suggestions from Nia and from Campbell for motions in response to political events that have just recently occurred. I would like to have them considered, but it's up to you all. It's not the agenda. The next items on the agenda would all be the excuse me. I have to take this. It's about travel for transportation issues, and I think I just blew it. Oh, there it is. Joe, would you take that? It's Jennifer Kaiser. Others who want to make motions to that effect will also be able to if we open it up for that. It requires a change of agenda, requires a two-thirds vote. Is there any objection to after listener comments that we open up the floor for motions of that sort? Hearing none, that's our agenda for the foreseeable future. Do we have a list already? Okay. Let me see how we are. Okay, we have time for 2 minutes apiece. First person on the list is Sherna Gluck, followed by Nancy Kent. Well, her name is here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be first again.
I'm going to wave my hand again 30 seconds. I'm looking for my warning signs.
And Nancy Kent is going to pass.
Brent, what's the way?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to keep hammering about due process, although I remain concerned. I want to say something about national programming and also about the use of arbitrons. In terms of national programming, I hope that instead of having these NPR knockoffs that we have, that we seriously consider Al Jazeera, which is the best international news broadcast covering not only the Middle East, but Africa and South America and Asia. In terms of the use of arbitrons, the people meter, only 10% of the people registered with the people meters are people with cell phones. Youth, immigrants, and a whole host of other people do not have landlines. They are using cell phones as their only phone. So they are not being registered. So when we are being told, for instance, and I'll just use this as an example, that Informativo Pacifica the Arbitron show does not have good audience. Well, the audience that appeals to that population does not have a landline, is not being registered. We have been told that by both the IPD and the IGM. That's just an example. But that's true, and it means that in terms of the mission, the obligation of which to be sure that programming is basically for our various communities, it means that the use of arbitrons negates part of our mission. So I hope that in terms of every single station that is using them for arguments as to why one program should be on or on at a certain time and another program that should not be on, that people seriously start to consider the implications of those kinds of decisions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Nancy Kent here?
Here, but I pass.
For good?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Condon.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and our new executive director, Arlene. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Chris Condon. For those who don't know me, and probably most of you from other stations, I was the author of the financial transparency motion, which this body has recently passed. I am also the author of the various bylaws amendments, which this body is considering, which is a test of whether this body can reform itself. As well as other initiatives. For years, the Pacifica Foundation has been plagued by accusations of censorship on 9/11 and other related issues. These accusations have come from both sides of whatever factional a divide may exist here, and I would like now to propose a foundation member motion to this body to be considered by this body in due course, which is an exact or nearly exact duplicate of a motion passed by the KPFK local station board in February of 2008. But the controversy over accusations of censorship, whether true or not, is something that this body really should resolve and make policy over. And so with your gracious permission, I would like to distribute this motion for your consideration.
Yes, please do.
It's a cab?
Yeah.
So it could be more than one.
Yeah.
is on. Okay, I got it. Okay, so this the motion has to be introduced by a member of the board, and if it, no, we're not going to do that today. It will go on new business and will be considered in due course as we go through the motions that we have in front of us. And I don't think it needs to be introduced at this point. At any time, anyone on the board can introduce it for our consideration. Next, our next speaker is Don DeBar, followed by Israel Foyer. Don? I have him at two places, so he may think he's much later. Okay, Israel Foyer, followed by Robert Wolf.
Thank you. I hope before the meeting is over we'll get some idea of what the executive sessions are about. At least some inkling. It will be informative and helpful. It would be good if people would keep in mind, once again, a reminder that this is Pacifica as a nonprofit educational foundation, not a political party, which isn't to say that there shouldn't be politics. There are, but there needs to be a sense of eclecticism, diversity, and rationality, and I hope that will be kept in mind more than it has been in recent years. In that connection, I think it would be good if the foundation, even on a voluntary basis, even initially, would see that there's some process for conflict resolution, for mediation. A lot of conflicts that arise vis-a-vis management, staff, listeners, and so on. The idea of having the management as the recourse is not terribly satisfactory when the management often is involved in these conflicts. There needs to be an independent, and this is above and beyond HR, needs to be an independent kind of mediation process in-house with an outside backup, I think, given the history of recent years. So something to keep in mind, hopefully not too long in the future. And once again, to emphasize in all our programming, we need more dialogue and more debate and less rhetoric or repetition or tirades, no matter, even if they're ideas that you agree with. We need to be more diverse in our ideas, and a mix of opinions and points of view will help attract new audiences as well as inform people, and I say maybe we would all learn something from that. George has just stepped out. I'm sorry. I wanted to say his motion the other day about modifying the bylaws on the politicians or appointees is a good motion, but it doesn't go far enough. That whole section ought to be out. Why pick upon politicians, despite the invidious nature of the word, as against millionaires or police or any number of categories? There's no rational reason whatsoever to have that in the bylaws. I'm sorry. The whole thing should be out. So his motion is good, but it doesn't go far enough. Sorry he isn't here to hear it to say that. Hope someone will tell him what I just said, because my time is up. Read it, George? I'm sorry. I was just saying your motion the other day to change the bylaws on the prohibition against politicians or appointees is a good one.
Yes.
But it doesn't go far enough. The whole thing should be out. There's no reason to pick on politicians as against millionaires or policemen or any other category. There'll be a long list if we do that. It should not be there at all. There's no rational reason for that. We need other criteria for who should be on the board. Competence, rationality, adherence to the mission. Those things are relevant. Maybe hard to measure, but far more important. My time is up.
Thank you.
We need a tough standard. Remember, the devil is in the details, and those are details.
Robert Wolf is next, followed by Jerry Quickly.
Hi, my name is Robert Wolf. I worked pretty hard volunteering and going in at 5:30 in the morning to work at KPFK. I've been listening to WBAI, KPFA, KPFK my whole life. One of the things that has made me leave being a volunteer and helping to produce programs, that KPFK is what goes on throughout the entire Pacific organization. I don't blame Lou Hill for committing suicide. I don't blame him when you're faced with what happens within an organization like this, where you guys are supposed to represent what the new world is going to look like. The new world is to be tolerant, to come to an understanding, and all I ever hear is conflict, hostility, aggression, and lack of unity. There are five stations. You all have your independence. You are fighting the biggest oligarchy in the history of the world, and you do it independently. I don't know what it is about each station not wanting to give up its power. You have millions of people out there who would be happily your volunteers for research on projects, as well as organizing with each other on what issue needs to be attacked by all five stations so you can reach the same audience about the same subject. God, we cannot be doing three episodes. Even at KPFK, we start with Amy. She does her two or three stories, followed by Margaret. Right. Same two or three stories, followed by Sonali. Same two or three. How is it that we do not have the coordination to, at least if we're going to deal with the same three subjects, three different things, that there is no unity and direction in the way you do your program so it really has an impact? And it has an impact in all five stations and their areas. That's just number one. And by the way, stop hiring or putting on for interviews the same published heroes, the Jeremy Scahills, that everybody else puts on NPR. My time might be up, but I'm going to finish anyhow. That's what you do in a revolution. Huh? Exactly. Just because they're published doesn't make them experts. How come we can't look for real expert academicians and people who have studied it, but they haven't become famous with some pop novel, and which is what some of the history is, and we really do that. Now, Sonali, I'm going to just finish this. Sonali is able to get her transcripts printed and on her station by volunteers within about a half hour to an hour, people working their butt off. The only thing you guys seem to use volunteers for in a serious way is to come in and answer phones. Well, we're not peasants. We're not peons. We can be of real use. Some of us are very educated and have spent 55 years as part of the movement, which has always been like this, with conflict. A few people around the world, I'd move to Canada.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Jerry Quickly. Not here. Okay. Reza Poor. Reza? Followed by Tracy.
I wish you would have been here in Southern California. We have three programs. Roy of Hollywood has 30 hours. Sonali has 5 hours. And Ian Master has 7 hours. And you have to listen. And we have another program. It's a collective intifada. It's a lot of volunteer, unpaid volunteer help, this program. But most of this program, 42 hours, is paid programmer helping Sonali. And the content, we know that they were part of those groups, that they were willing, that United States rallied behind Brzezinski to go after Soviet. These are the groups. They were, after Milosevic, when the U.S. invaded, Yugoslavia. These are the one that they were behind, this program behind Brzezinski and all the reactionary. So what we need, we have to stop Ian Master, all these paid programmer, that the fund of, KPFK has gone up because we are paying them. We have to go to community, organize, different students from community to come and help the station. It is community radio station. I'm going to end my information with the quote. It says, you cannot free a camel from burden of the hump, but you could free a camel. What this country has done to African American, to indigenous, to Asian, to Vietnamese, you cannot wipe it out by, you know, producing and offering Ian Master program.
Thank you. Tracy, followed by Lawrence.
I'd like to pass right now.
You'd like to be on later? I'll put you at the end.
I was supposed to write somebody on the list that I didn't, but I'm sorry.
Who's that?
Roberts.
Okay. Okay, Lawrence, followed by Linda Zisis.
Yeah, colonialism is a crime against humanity. And Puerto Rico has been a colony for over 500 years. As well as being a colony, Puerto Ricans who struggle for the struggle of independence from colonialism have been in prison for 90, 200 years. And right now, I'd like to pass this around for your consideration to develop a editorial comment in regards to what's happening now in Puerto Rico. I gave one to Campbell. I'd like to give one to the directors from New York, since we have one of the largest Puerto Rican communities in New York, so I'd like to give that to you for your consideration. I'd like to address two things before my time's up, and one thing is your proposed amendment to the bylaws, George. I understand the spirit of it. I don't agree with it, because the reason is that it disenfranchises those people who are not running for office, and it leads to other things. If somebody's simultaneously running for the local station board as well as for office, I mean, if you were to run, I would vote for you.
Thank you.
I mean, if Sean were to run, I would seriously consider voting for him. Look, it's politics up here, on the same line as mine. You know, real world politics, as you call it. But, you know, I just have a real serious concern about that, and I'd like to also speak to the Elections Committee report in regards to some of the things that you're doing for staff. The registry is fine. I support that. Kind of concerned about that as well. But I haven't heard anything about listeners' elections and the kind of corruption, the kind of text that I received from Sonali Kohaker, Neela Garrett, Ian Masters when I was running for office, bunch of lies that was slandered at me. So one of the things I would like you to also consider is taking out the money out of the campaigns, also equal distribution of resources, as well as remedies for those programmers that get on the air and attack violently those people who don't see their political point of view.
Thank you. Linda Zisis is next.
Thank you. My name is Linda Zisis. I was going to continue along the same vein that I was talking last time I was here, but I think I'll just say simply that we have failed miserably with our IGMs, and this one is no exception. She has a closed-door policy towards those who have worked at and continue to work at BAI, are devoted to it, and any one of them could be a manager. Any one of them. Maybe as a group manager we should have, but we should say we cannot find one for WBAI. We have gone through so many dreadful ones. But that's not what's really brewing now. Now is a fight between our intellectual guru, self-appointed, in terms of fighting the PNB and the LSB on programming. And the mandate of the LSB is to make money. But we're a radio station, so to make money, we have to do something with programming. If only to give a parameter of it, we must change it and make it relevant and make it appetizing to the young who barely read anyway and don't listen to ideas in general. We have to make them start paying attention so that we can raise money and have not just more listeners, but more members. Thank you.
Don DeBar.
Thank you. I was going to make some other points, so the chair's out. But I think instead I'm going to deal just with my own impression of this stuff. I have about 40 years in business is my primary experience, and about 25 years as an activist, broken by a 10-year period in the 80s. I win a lot. I beat Sprint after they had a signed contract with our school district. I tied up the biggest developer in Westchester so far for 12 years. I lose almost every battle, and I win every war, Just, that's a fact. And you can Google my name in quotes and put in Sprint and Capelli, C-A-P-P-E-L-L-I, and you'll find out that's true. And I'm watching the discussion of this stuff over the course of this weekend. I was at the PNB in July last year in New York City, and at the PNB in Berkeley the previous year, a year or two before that in Newark. And long story short, very few people that have really strong opinions about anything going on here that I've heard expressed have any idea of the context that a radio station that is supposed to voice the voiceless should play in the United States at this point in history. Right now, the largest media agglomeration, Goebbels would be having a nocturnal emission in his grave right now to be able to have the power that the U.S. media has over the world. And that's a small arm behind. I have 30 seconds left again after coming out from New York. Long story short, this network should be closely allied with and run by the people in the oppressed communities of this country, and networked with those that are ascendant and ascending around the world. And instead, we have exactly the opposite, which means this network right now is being run by those that would suppress, oppress, depress, and compress them. And those of you that are voting with what's going on are enabling that. And you should know that about yourselves, and you should check the record about what's going on around the world right now, because that's what you're doing. And damn you all for that.
William Hirwagen.
Hello again, William Hirwagen from New York. Couple things. Budget process, I think I talked about it a little bit in one of my times up here. But in New York and probably other areas, viewing budgets was very delayed. In New York, we still haven't finally analyzed everything. All the data isn't available. All the questions haven't been answered, so we don't have an approved budget from almost 7 months ago yet already. I'm wondering, was it just a coincidence, or was it used to obfuscate what was going on? We have at least two incidents that we found only in January that... We have a new show on the air by Chuck D, and we found out only in January and only from persistent questioning that he's being paid, or his group is being paid, $2,000 a month by WBAI in Pacifica. I mean, this is absurd. Who would have approved that? I don't think anybody would have. But certainly when we have other crises at the station, we shouldn't be paying out that kind of money for somebody to come on our network or our station. And there's also somebody else was hired supposedly as a newsman, but he's not a newsman, and he's getting paid too now, part-time, I think. And then, let's see, secondly, I mentioned some lady's name yesterday, and I had the name wrong. I apologized already about using the wrong name. Somebody told me that, oh, that's so-and-so. I don't know who it was that used the same kind of phrasing that I was using about the march to centralization here. And I believe that is going on, and you have to be careful about the language, this thing about personal attacks, and the other thing about damages to Pacifica. All these things are very subjective, and they're going to be used in a political sense, I assure you. And then lastly, we had this sound exchange thing where at most stations they probably had problems with just doing it. I don't have a problem with doing it so that the artists can get paid, but there's this censorship in it where we're only entitled to play three tracks by the same artist and three tracks from the same CD at any time, in any 2 or 3 hour period, whatever it is. And I think Pacifica should be fighting that. I was speaking with Otis McClay, and he thinks similarly that this is ridiculous because the artists would get more money if we could play the whole album, because I do, like, at times I do shows that are entirely dedicated or mostly dedicated to one artist on their birthday. Like, I was going to do Duke Ellington. I did Billie Holiday, but I can only play three Billie Holiday songs on a whole show. I mean, it was ridiculous. Thank you, and good luck, everybody.
Thank you. My apologies for jumping up and running around. We're trying to arrange some transportation that's still unhandled. Is there anybody here who can drive Alex to the Van Nuys bus at 1:30? Chris, okay. Alex, you're taken care of.
Right here. Do you know where the Van Nuys bus is?
No clue.
We'll do some research.
I'll put you in touch with somebody who can tell you. Okay, let's see. Tracy Larkins. Or take him to LAX. That would be great, but the bus is a lot closer.
If anybody else wants to go to LAX?
It's going to a hotel near LAX. We got like five people that need to get to the airport.
My car is broken down.
I can take up to five people to go to LAX.
No, a board member's first, please. I'm sorry.
Off the board.
Sorry.
Okay, and this has got to leave around... if you're going to drive in, it'll probably leave at 2 o'clock. It'll be all right. It's a half hour to the airport?
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. Again, apologies for having to handle this stuff so late. Okay. Tracy.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
I want to apologize to everybody because I'm overtired and I'm coming down with something, so I'm like having coughing attacks and walking outside and my nose is running and I don't feel good. And your little boy told me that you haven't gotten enough sleep either. And so,
2 hours
So anyway, this t-shirt I bought back during the bombing of Yugoslavia, and that's what got me involved in Pacifica when I saw nobody, less than 100 people every week for 3 months coming out to protest that bombing, which was led by a Democratic Party administration. And, you know, what Reza was saying about, I want to just ditto everybody that you all know who's on my side. the only reason I got involved in Pacifica is because I could see that the progressive community was being dumbed down by the programming that was on the air, because they weren't hearing about the fact that we were protesting every week. And it was being censored on the air by programmers that are still there. Actually, when Eva Georgia came in, she only removed one, and it was for refusal to pitch during the fund drive. I don't know where I'm going with this. There's so much to say, because I've been involved for 12 years. But I wouldn't be involved at all if it weren't for Democratic Party censorship of Pacifica Radio about war. And I've been hearing a lot of the State Department line coming out again under another Democratic Party administration on Pacifica by the person whose airtime was just increased to 5 days, 7 days a week, Ian Masters. And I think all the 9/11 truth activists agree with me. I think Sean Casey O'Brien probably agrees with me, because Ian Masters doesn't like you. He hates me even more, but he doesn't like you either. So Ian Masters, I can't understand why, with those two huge factions not liking him, why his airtime is being increased. And I do know that Grace Aaron and Ken Aaron have been working with Ian Masters for several years, or a long time, to improve his chances for getting into power, because they were working with Jan Goodman and everybody that's been lobbying all along to get Ian Masters' airtime increased. So you guys need to do something about it, because Ian Masters is the guy that was putting disinformation about the bombing of Kosovo, depleted uranium, on in 1999. When I started protesting, because community calendar had been removed from the air. So none of the progressive community knew that there was protests happening against the war. And that's happening again. So this is who's being increased into power, is the people that are dumbing down the West Side so that they can bring in more money so that you can pay those programmers instead of all the volunteers that we had that would fill that airtime for free, tell the truth. Chris Condon should have a show. Ian Johnson should have a show. They should both be allowed on the air for a small fair share of their own time. They both do it for free. They don't have to work with each other. But Ian Masters shouldn't be on getting paid to monopolize 7 hours a week. No one in New York is happy about it. No one in L.A. except Ian Masters' sponsors. Thank you.
Fernando Velasquez.
I'm going to stretch 120 seconds as much as I can. I'd like to challenge Alan Minsky, interim program director at KPFK, his notion of the Pacifica mission. He told us not long ago that the Pacifica mission does not say anything about the left point of view being dominant or being included at all on KPFK and Pacifica. Well, I like to challenge him because the Pacifica mission does not say the network should be dominated by the Democratic Party. It does not say that Native Americans and Asian and Latinos should be excluded from the center stage where the important decisions are made. It doesn't say exclusion of the Republicans either. But what it does say is that we should explore the causes of conflict and we should not run away from controversial topics because every censored voice by the mainstream, it means whenever we put them on the air, it's going to create controversy and it's going to be polemical, but that's our job, that's our mission, that's what we're supposed to be doing here. And I got to tell you, if you put those ideas, those suppressed voices on the outside, you put them on the air, chances are you're not going to win the popularity contest with the mainstream. But who wants that? But what we do know is that we're going to increase the ratings with the oppressed, which happens to be the majority, even though some of the board members don't want to hear the word oppressed. But yes, it is. This is the new Roman Empire of our time, like the European colonial powers. It likes to oppress people, ransack their natural resources, get them to buy U.S.-made products, and like to have them support its wars, like to support whatever the new empire is trying to do. And lastly, but not least, I got to tell you, I resent Grace Aaron's comments about the people of color. The white man has had Asian people in power running, oppressing their own people, black people oppressing their own black people, and brown people south of the border, brown people just representing their, just like the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the reservation, but those people did not represent their people, same as Alberto Gonzalez with Bush, same as Condoleezza Rice with Bush. People of color, it shouldn't be just beyond the color. It should be the people who actually further the agenda in the interest of everybody else, so we all in the same playing field, so we're equal, because we live in an equal society, and we're supposed to make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Serene is here. Serene? Well, this you're on the list, and this fellow would like to speak as well. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, members of the board. My name is Luis Garcia. I'm on the alternate list, and I'm hoping some more board members get kicked out of the board so that I can take their place. So go for it. Okay, now what I'm here to talk about is the programming needs, our community programming needs of the Chicano, Chicana, Chicano, Chicana, Mexican-American, Mexicano communities. The listening area of KPFK, you all know, is 80% Spanish-speaking. 80% of those Spanish-speaking people are Mexicans, Mexican descent peoples in the United States. We have a unique history in the United States. We have national minority status under international law. We have the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that protects our right to cultural sovereignty, to maintain our culture, our language, our religion, and radio programming is very important towards that. So I'm here to point out that although we have a Spanish language broadcast association and we have a very good programming strip, Spanish speaking, there is a dearth of public affairs programming for the Chicano, Mexicano, all the communities I mentioned above, which, by the way, is an aside, That is the self-determined named for our communities. We do not go by the term Latino. And every time I hear that on KPFK, that's how I know that invisible hand of, I don't know whose it is, Adam Smith or whoever, they put those words on our people. Call us by our self-determined name. And that's what I said. And it was Adam Smith. And so we need more programming. I'm here to tell you that we have a lot of good programming. We have cultural, musical, all kinds of different programming that covers our community needs. That's very good. But we do not have substantive political programming that addresses our public affair needs. When they got rid of the local news program, Fernando was doing an excellent job, although, you know, his orientation is to Latin America, Latinos, Eurocentric ideas. Our community is very varied, so we need our voice as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Serene?
I'm assuming that I'll get the same 4 minutes that these gentlemen got.
No, you get 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Why did these two gentlemen get 4 minutes?
Because I couldn't stop them from speaking.
Ah, well, let's see if I can get through that, too.
And let me say that going over time for yourself is a disrespect of the time for other people.
You guys made us wait an hour and a half. Going over time for you when we showed up on time is very disrespectful, and you walking out of the room for whatever reason.
And I already apologize for that.
Who's keeping
Serene,
time?
Please go ahead.
Who's keeping time?
Serene, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm asking a question. Who's keeping time?
Bill.
Oh, thank you, Bill. So, some people have fast clocks when I start talking, so I like them. I'd like Pacifica to practice the words unpaid staff rather than, you know, volunteers. Volunteers are extremely valuable. They come in, they help pack premiums, they answer phones once a year or so. People who show up for 20-something years doing a regular show at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning deserve the title unpaid staff. And I know it sort of grates against the human resources manager's sensitivities. He said as much on a personnel committee call that he hates to use that term, but the fact is nothing works without them. Gee. With regard to Mr. Brown's statement, I think Bernard said big black gorilla. And although he's called you a big black guy foaming at the mouth, yada, 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 I think his words were that Errol Maitland was aping you. But there are no racist overtones in that statement, I am sure. With regard to the election coming up, and we are, of course, way overdue already in hiring a competent national election supervisor. I believe the start date on that was supposed to have been March 1st. There were recommendations which were ignored last year coming out of a lot of work by the Elections Committee about hiring a professional firm rather than somebody's friend. I know the juggling is on again this year. We can hire perfectly nice people who know what they're doing. We don't need perfectly nice people who don't know what they're doing, which is what we've had for the past several years. No disrespect intended. Again, I want to ask the question about what is the process for programming changes with all the other things you're shoveling, and I do mean shoveling, through. And I would like to have a clarification about what actually Pacifica considers news and what are the rights of members besides the right to donate money every time we say, support your station, community radio, you're part of us, we're here for you, you make us work. Well, you know, that means that they are entitled to information, accurate, timely information. I heard a report to the listener. I think I might have mentioned this yesterday. It was really a sort of read between the lines. And I'm assuming it doesn't just happen in New York. Okay, so the slick answer that dismisses the inquiry, the dodges, that says evasive things like, well, we're not firing people wholesale. No, we're picking them off one at a time. Thank you.
Thank you, Serene.